This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to Earl for the update. The big one at 1. What else? Redskins, Cowboys tonight in primetime. Thursday night football with Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth on the call. Our own Craig Hoffman will be there. Craig, thanks so much for a couple of minutes as you've touched down in Dallas. Hopefully you're getting ready for the kickoff. Let's start with the defensive plan tonight. Dak Prescott has struggled. They cannot make plays down the field in the passing game, but they have run it pretty effectively since the Ezekiel Elliott suspension. What's the game plan for Washington, do you think?
I think it's to keep making them do that. You know, you get the ball, you have 4 to 5 yards a carry. If you literally get that over the course of a game on every carry, that's going to be effective. But make them move it, and then don't let anything big happen. Don't let them, you know, if you force them to field goals, then you have a shot. So if you go, you know, 4 to 5 yards a carry, you know, on most carries, then you get the sack on whatever pass play they call, and you knock them out of field goal range, or you knock them back and make them convert a third and long, like, the Cowboys haven't proven capable to do that. The other thing is kind of dedicating some resources, I think, to make sure that Cole Beasley doesn't kill him in the slot. He's a guy that's done a lot of damage the past couple of years. Kendall Fuller's obviously been amazing this year, but it's one of the guys he struggled with. So I think if you roll one safety over the top of Dez, you leave Bashaud Breeland or Josh Norman, whoever is covering Terrence Williams on a given play, and trust that they can do their job. You know, keep an eye on Beasley in the slot, and then, you know, play your run keys. I think you can pretty much stop this Dallas offense.
Craig, is there a guy defensively for the Redskins, and I'm thinking mainly pass rushers here, but it could be anybody, that you think might feast today, might have an opportunity? They could Kerrigan against the backup Eagles tackle with the 8 million vowels. Is there somebody like that you could see tonight having a great game?
By the way, if you need a pronunciation on Vitae's full name, Earl has you covered there. He's an expert in the subject. Anyway, I think Kerrigan's, he played really well last week. He had one of his better games. So if he can keep that going against a wounded offensive line for Dallas, like, I think he's obviously number one candidate. I don't think that's exactly a ballsy pick because he's the best player on that line. I think Gallet has looked better and better as the season's gone too. And he obviously got home once last week. So maybe that's a guy that can get one or two today. They're all pretty talented up front between those two guys and then Preston Smith. You keep those guys fresh and they could all obviously have big games. I think Kerrigan's probably the most likely. And then I'd probably put Gallet second.
3 sacks for Kerrigan in the last 2 weeks. He's got 9 on the season en route to double digits. He's done that in now 3 of his last 4 years when he gets his next sack this season. Craig Hoffman on Grant and Danny. When the Redskins have the football, Jamison Crowder got going 7 for 140 last week. That was the best game of his season. I actually thought he had his best game as a punt returner, taking a couple of opportunities to pick up some big yards across midfield. Just seems to me like he's healthier. Is that the difference for him right now?
Oh, yeah, he's got the burst back, and it's quickness and it's speed. You know, I think we've talked about this before. His rookie year, he was more quick than fast, and last year he suddenly became fast too, where he was running away from guys, and I think that is back in his game as well. So it's when he catches the ball, which he, you know, uses his quickness to get free, he's then able to run away from guys and get some yards after the catch too, which is obviously a huge gainer in this offense, or a huge factor in this offense, you know, putting together big plays. So I think that health really is the primary thing. It's health and then reps and getting back comfortable. You know, the first couple of weeks you're back, you're probably not yourself, even if you're healthy. And now he's all of a sudden feeling comfortable out there because he's had the reps.
At Craig Hoffman on Twitter. Follow him if you care about the Redskins. He covers them for us here at 106.7, the Fan down in Dallas. Craig, on this subject of the offense here, Jamison Crowder had a huge day this past week. Everybody expected Vernon Davis to have a massive week because the Giants cannot cover tight ends. If you and I played tight end, we'd have huge games. They give up a touchdown catch to a tight end every single week. Vernon Davis, no receptions, stayed in the block a lot. What do you think we see from the Redskins tonight with Vernon Davis helping out against DeMarcus Lawrence, chipping and stuff, or do you see him out in the pass game exposing Dallas? What do you think?
You know, I think you'll see some of him chipping and helping, but I do think that the fact that the Cowboys are weak at the linebacker spot, like that's somewhere there I would imagine Jay is going to attack. It wouldn't make any sense for them not to. You know, what the Giants did last week is part of the reason Crowder got loose is they dedicated more resources and tried to double Vernon. And, you know, he's a guy that, he's not going to beat a double team. He's not Jordan Reed, but he's still obviously capable of beating, you know, even decent linebackers one-on-one. So if your safeties aren't helping over the top because they're more concerned with Crowder, or they're rolling over the top of Doxson, that's when you can get Vernon on the big stuff down the seam. Cowboys play a fair amount of cover two as well, which is always pretty helpful for tight ends getting up the middle of the field. So I think that that we could see a big Vernon game tonight because I think the Cowboys will probably play him differently than the Giants did.
Craig Hoffman on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. We've talked a lot about Samaje Perine on the show in the last week with you. Back-to-back 100-yard games. This, to me, feels like the kind of game where you should be able to stay balanced, get him around 20 attempts and over 100 yards against this defense. What does he need to do to take the next step? Because he's been impressive, but he's been good, not great, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I would say I don't know how much he can really do, especially in this season. Like, he's getting the yards that are available. And I just think from a skill set standpoint, he's not the kind of guy that's ever going to, I'm not saying like he's as good as he's going to be forever right now, because he can obviously be more consistent. And, you know, maybe not in the last 2 weeks, but he really, the last 2 weeks has been very good. If he plays like he does or did the last 2 weeks in the rest of the season, like, they're going to be fine at the running back spot. The next step for him would be to bust more big ones and get some of those home run type plays. And I just don't think he's that kind of back.
For tonight, I'm thinking again of offensive weapons and what might happen. Dallas, I feel like, is the type of defense, especially with all the injuries, Craig, where they can do what the Redskins have done for so many years, and they can plug a couple holes, but there are too many holes in the dam and there's going to be a leak. They can commit some resources to one thing, whether it's stopping Samaje Perine. That means the outside's open, et cetera. What do you anticipate them trying to take away? And what's going to be allowed? What will be available for the buffet tonight for the Redskins?
I mean, I would think they try to say, like, all right, if you got this Doxson kid who's inconsistent, but he's a rookie and he's got big play potential, go ahead and try it. Because that's what I would do. I mean, if I see how this Redskins offense has operated the past couple of weeks with a consistent running game, that scares the daylights out of me. I'm trying everything I can to not let them stay balanced. I'm trying to make them one-dimensional, and then I'm trying to take away Crowder and Davis and those middle guys where Kirk is the most comfortable. I'm trying to make Kirk do the thing that he really doesn't want to do, which is take some of those 50-50 balls. That's a high-risk proposition, obviously, because Doxson can kill you there. You think of early in that Saints game how impactful he was and how good that offense looked when he was taking those chances. But I think that would be the play. I think the number one thing they do is try to stop the run. And if that opens up some of these, you know, these quick pop passes, Kirk hit a couple of those last week over the middle and things like that, then they've got to be ready to take advantage. But I would think the number one thing is, my God, this offense is really good when it's balanced. And so let's make them not balanced and try to overload and stop Perine. It's as crazy as it seems. So, like, oh, we're going to focus on the fourth round running back. But I think that's what you got to do.
Craig Hoffman on Grant and Danny. They still have their injury problems, namely on defense at this point. They're getting healthier on offense. But I think Williams and Secchi, third stringer Bergstrom, Scherff and Moses could be the best O-line they've fielded to start a game in a few weeks. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would think so. I'm trying to think. There was one game where they were almost all back, but these, you know, guys were banged up, and LaValle didn't last very long and wasn't very effective to begin with. So, you know, if Tyon Secchi turns into a pretty good guard, and he was all right in the Seattle game, I think everyone got really excited just because he played there. He was all right. But if now with a couple weeks of practice and playing next to Trent next to him, and kind of Kirk understanding what it's like to have that big guy in front of him, which is a factor. I mean, if he might get blocked out on something where he doesn't see it. Because the guy in front of him is 6'8", but Kirk told Ty, like, you do exactly what you're coached to do. I'll figure it out. He's a smaller guy, you know, in relative quarterback terms, at 6'1", 6'2", who's learned how to create his own throwing lanes and create his own vision. So as long as that isn't a major factor, I would say, yeah, you know, those guys and Trent on 10 days rest, too, is as healthy as we'll have seen Trent in a while. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do.
Craig, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoyed the trip to Dallas, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Sounds good, boys. See ya.
Appreciate you. There's Craig Hoffman on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Next, what Jason Garrett said about the Dallas Cowboys, banged up players, who's going to go and who isn't, and also about his pass rush, which he thinks gives him an advantage tonight, and Jay Gruden asked about color rush uniforms. Did he spill the beans? Next on G&D.
It is Grant and Danny. This is Danny Ruya here from my guys at Tedbert Ford. We had a nice little musical interlude there. Don't worry about that. Worry about this. Get a great deal. Get a great deal on a new Ford from Tedbert Ford. Fairfax, Chantilly, just a click away at Tedbert.com. I'm going to run through some of these things. But here's your overall theme. The 2017s, they got to go. The 2018s are on the way. You can get an outstanding deal on a great car, just like I've done two times from Tedbert Ford. 2017 Fusion, just like mine, $199 a month, 0% APR for 72 months. Let me tell you something about that $199 a month. That's all you spend because you don't have to get gas. I've gotten gas three times. I had to get gas recently because I drove around during Thanksgiving a bunch. Three times since May. It's almost December. Do the math on that. I'm saving a ton of moolah. New 2017 Ford Explorer, just $275 a month for 36 months. Yeah. Drive a new 2017 Ford Explorer, just $275 a month for 36 months. New 2018 Ford Escapes, not just the 17s, the 18s too, baby. $225 a month for 36 months. F-150 pickup, only $299 a month with 0% financing for 72 months. I've read through a bunch of deals. Trust me, there are tons more. You got to go see my pals at Tedbert Ford, Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you go, just tell them Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.